Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Mem Dalid, Chulin 44a, pagination is 87. We'll start on the facing page, midway on the page. You could find it at the end of a line with the word Turvats. And we begin with the word before that, Itmar, we learnt. Turvats HaVeshet, the courtyard of the Veshet. The Veshet is the food pipe, the esophagus. And on the top, attached to the mouth area, is the courtyard of the Veshet. To the undiscerning eye, it could be the untrained eye, you might not really know where exactly the transition is. But that's our discussion. Where does the regular esophagus end and where does the Turvats HaVeshet begin? That'll be on the next Amud. And what is the halacha of this transition area known as Turvats HaVeshet, the courtyard of the Veshet? Rav Amar B'mashehu. Rav says that it has the same halacha as the Veshet itself. The Veshet itself, if it has a hole that goes through both layers, is even the smallest hole. Similarly, by Turvats HaVeshet, it gets the same very strict standard. Shmuel Amar Berubo, and Shmuel is more lenient. He says Turvats HaVeshet is different than the Veshet, and it's only going to become a treifa, non-kosher, if it's been damaged or deteriorated through illness, most of the food pipe area. Again, of the Turvats HaVeshet. Everybody agrees the Veshet itself is B'mashehu. That's Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. And the quote continues and explains. Rav Omar B'mashehu. Rav, who says that it's even a little bit in the Turvats HaVeshet, is classifying the Turvats HaVeshet as the same as the Veshet, is Makom Shchitahu, is because Rav holds, so the statement contends, that that area of Turvats HaVeshet is also included in the place of Shechita, and if you were to Shecht over there, it's kosher. It's not Hagrama out of range. Ushmuel Omar Berubo, and Shmuel who's saying that it does not become a treifa unless it was mostly cut, it's because Lav Makom Shechitahu, it's not the place of Shechita, and therefore it has different rules. It's a different category. Okay. Let's drop down about 10 lines, and at the end of the line, Hahu Torah Dahave. There was an ox that belonged, Livnei Rav Ukva, to the children of Rav Ukva. The Ascho Beshchita Beturvats HaVeshet, the Shechita was started in this courtyard of the Veshet, the upper part above the conventional definition of Veshet, V'gomar BeVeshet, and it was finished in the proper place, in the Veshet, so that some of the Shechita was done in the Turvats HaVeshet. Now, obviously, it's not hard to conceive if you know exactly where the borderline is. The shochet cut on some sort of angle. Okay. If the Turvats HaVeshet is part of Shechita location, so then nothing wrong was done. You started in the Turvats HaVeshet, which is kosher for Shechita, and then you went lower into the Veshet itself, which is certainly kosher for Shechita. All is good. If, however, the Turvats HaVeshet is not good for Shechita, so then depending on what you hold, if you cut too much in the Turvats HaVeshet, you would make the animal a treifa before Shechita occurred. If you hold that it's Nikuvas Mashehu, just like the Veshet, even a small incision, so then it became a treifa immediately with the contact and cutting of this Turvats HaVeshet area. If you hold that Turvats HaVeshet is not part of the place of Shechita, and it only becomes a treifa when it's mostly cut, so then it would only be a problem if it was mostly cut, which was not our case. They started in Turvetz HaVeshet just a little bit, and then they finished off in the Veshet. Amar Rava, Rava says, Ramina alei chumrei derav v'chumrei deshmuel. I placed upon them the strictness of Rav and the strictness of Shmuel. V'tarifna lei, and I said it was treif. Chumrei derav, the strictness of Rav, d'amar Rav b'mashuhu, he says that that area, even a small incision, would already make it treif. V'ha'amar Rav makam shchitahu, but according to Rav, it's a good shchita. Certainly, it's a incision of even a drop, but if that drop is part of shchita, it's perfectly fine. Every shchita does that. So if you're going to ask me that question, it should be considered a shechita regarding that small incision. I'll tell you, Kishmuel, I'm going like Shmuel, da'omar lav makom shechita hu. It's not the place of shechita, and therefore the incision is creating treif. Shmuel, but if you're going to follow Shmuel, da'omar berubo. Shmuel holds that it only becomes treif when most of the turvetz haveshet is cut. And the response to that is, Kirav da'oma b'mashahu. No, I'm holding like Rav's strictness, who says that even the incision of a drop already makes it treif. What's emerging is exactly what Rava told you to expect. His ruling is the strictness of Rav and the strictness of Shmuel. And every time you turn one way and say, but according to Rav, certainly the strictness, but it's also counting yashchita. He says, oh no, Shmuel says it doesn't count for shchita. But according to Shmuel, just to make a small incision doesn't make it treif. Oh, but Rav says it does. Igalgal milsa matoi lekamei d'Rav Abba. This question ended up in front of Rav Abba. Omaluhu, and he said, Torah, this ox, ben l'Rav ben l'Shmuel shari, whether you follow Rav or you follow Shmuel, it's fine. Either according to Rav because it's Shechita, or because of Shmuel because it's only a small incision and it's not the place of Shechita, and when you get to the Veshet, you do a good Shechita. Zilu imru le levrei de Rav Yosef bar Chama, go ahead and tell the lishlim de mei Torah lemorei, that he has to pay the price of the ox to the master. Basically, he's saying Rava is wrong. You can't pull strictness of both opinions when it's contradictory in the same thing. In other words, we certainly sometimes do chumras, but a chumra that according to both opinions, it's going to be kosher here just for different reasons. You have to accept that both opinions say it's good and you could use it. Amar Mar Barei de Ravina, Mar Barei de Ravina further emphasized this point. Musvina teyufta kalape sanei de Rava. I'm going to pose a question against the enemies of Rava. Rashi says, Lishna Ma'alye is trying to be polite. I'll ask a question to the enemies of Rava. But he means, Rava, there's a question on you. As follows. La'olam hilchasa kedivrei Beis Hillel. The halacha is like Beis Hillel. That's really how we paskin. Farotza lasas kedivrei Beis Shammai oseh. And as the Gemara later explains, we'll probably skip it for today's session, but there are times the statement says that you could go like Beis Shammai, whatever those times are. Mikula Beis Shammai or Mikula Beis Hillel Rasha. But if you choose the leniencies of Beis Shammai and the leniencies of Beis Hillel, you always go contradictory just to always pull the lenient. That's Rasha, that's wicked. And if you go with the strictness, even when they contradict, it's foolish going in the darkness. You have to follow Beis Shammai with strict, with lenient and strict, or follow Beis Hillel, like the lenient and strict. Okay. Let's skip about 8 lines, the beginning of a line, kasha. Bottom line is we have a kasha on Rava. Why did he aser this animal? Both Rav and Shmuel would hold its kosher, albeit for different reasons. Amar Rav Tavus. Rav Tavus answered, Kula k'rav ovda. Really, Rava was paskening like Rav. Dichi asa Rami bar Yecheskel Omar, because when Rami bar Yecheskel came, he said, Lo satzisu luhu lahani kololi dechayu Yehuda ochi mishmei d'Rav. Don't listen to the things that my brother Yehuda said in the name of Rav. He said all kinds of explanations. Hachi amar Rav, this is how Rav holds. Veshet. Regarding the Veshet, Nasnu bo chachamim shir, there's an amount, and it only goes so far, and to go above that is not the veshet for shchita. Mechlal, the turvetz haveshet lav makom shchita hu. Turvetz haveshet, the courtyard, the upper part, that's not part of shchita area. Uka amar b'mashahu, and nevertheless he holds that its treifa is in the smallest amount. In other words, the way the statement was originally said in the name of Rav, Rami bar Yecheskel says, that's my brother's doing. These were two famous Talmidei Chachamim, Yehuda bar Yecheskel and Rami bar Yecheskel. Rav Yehuda of this brotherhood is the famous Rav Yehuda who is always quoting in the name of Rav and Shmuel. And Rami bar Yecheskel, his brother, says, my brother, Rav Yehuda, has it wrong. He has the wrong explanation in Rav. Rav indeed said that it's treif, even in the smallest amount, but not as he thinks, as Rav Yehuda thinks, because it's the place of Shechita. It's not the place of Shechita. It's pasul for Shechita. But nevertheless, the area is the same material as the veshet. It's got the same mucus things in there. It's going to damage the animal in the same way if it gets punctured. But that's in the laws of treif. That's not in the laws of shechita. And Rava was simply paskening like Rav. Rav, that it's not the area of shechita, but it is an area that's very vulnerable in laws of Terefa. We'll stop there. Yeshe Koach for joining.